Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And here we go. Joining me now from, he's the professor, Paul Markle, from Student of the Gun. And we're going to talk about something that we've touched on, but we haven't quite gone all the way with. So let's do that, shall we? What are we talking about today, Professor?
Well, since the last time we spoke, we put a little bit of value added onto the Student of the Gun University classes. So as you know, we have a full calendar of training courses for this year. We've got pistol, rifle, shotgun. We've got long-range precision rifle that we're doing up in at our range in Wyoming. But we also have partnered with Double Tap Ammo. And what we're able to do now is anybody who signs up for the martial application of the pistol, the rifle, or the shotgun classes, that's our two-day foundational classes. If you do that, we're going to give you a complimentary box of 9mm training ammo just for showing up. So, of course, you have to show up to get it.
There's always that. That's always.
Yeah, I'm not mailing it to you. You have to actually show up.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of a cool thing. We're obviously very grateful for the support of the guys from Double Tap Ammo. And that's just one less excuse that people have. Like, well, I'm already going to, you sign up, take classes, we're going to give you a box of ammo to get started with. So what's your next excuse?
So when we say box, are we saying 50 rounds? What are we saying?
Yeah. Yeah, rounds. I'm not giving you a case of ammo.
Yeah. If that were coming, I'd sign up for all your classes.
Then. Yeah. We're not in this to lose money.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, training ammo, practice ammo, but that's just one of the many things that we're doing. We've got classes coming up here pretty soon in a month. Next month we'll be in Tennessee at the Tactical Response Range doing our martial application of the pistol class, our two-day pistol. Then we're going to go to Mount Enterprise, Texas, which is not very far from Nacogdoches, Texas, if you know your eastern Texas geography.
Yeah.
It's within driving distance of Dallas. It's driving distance of Houston. It's driving distance of Shreveport. It's driving distance of Texarkana. So we've got a pistol class, and we've added a rifle class. So we're going to do 2 days of pistol, and then we're going to do 2 days of rifle. So people can sign up to take either the pistol only or the rifle only, or you can, if you're really feeling motivated, take both classes.
Right.
And then we have a whole bunch of classes out west here too. We've got all summer long we're to be teaching in Wyoming and Utah. So get over to SOTGU, Student of the Gun University, and sign up for a class today.
Now, will you be doing some stuff as time goes on? Will you be doing some stuff virtually?
Well, yeah, actually we are. What we've done, thank you for reminding me to mention this, but we've created basically a collegiate level university for firearms training where when you sign up for instance, right now, if you signed up for the pistol class, you go on, you book yourself a seat, whenever it's going to be, whether doesn't matter. You get instant access to the home study distance learning program. So the distance learning program, we're going to ship you a book, an actual physical book that you can hold in your hand. But then you're also going to have lesson plans. You're going to have lesson plans. There's going to be tests, proctored tests, videos that go with that. And we actually, Well, I don't know if you and I talked about the after action from our recent class at the pro-gun club in outside of Las Vegas in Boulder City. Did we talk about that much?
Not much.
Okay. We had 15 students. It was a great class. People came out for the pistol class, and all of those people had gone through the home study distance learning program first before they got there. And to a person, to a man, or to a woman, we have three women in the class, they all said that they felt that that really helped. It gave them the confidence to know basically, you know, what we were going to be talking about and what was expected of them. So they didn't just show up at the, you know, show up to the class thinking, gee, I wonder what they're going to want me to do, or, you know, what are they talking about? You know, we go over the program and we go over what's expected of you before you even show up on day one. So by the time you get there, by the time we're both together on the range, you're a little bit farther ahead than you would be if you just signed up for a class and showed up. So I believe that what we're doing for the student is we're giving them a, you know, and it doesn't, right now, it doesn't cost any extra for the home study. So it's basically you're paying for the residency 2-day pistol class, and it's like it's as if you're getting the home study for free. So
still saving money doing it that way, though.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All that travel and all that other stuff, lodging and all that other stuff, all adds up. It all adds up. So this thing. Will there eventually be like a virtual selection of classes they can take to where if they've missed something on pistol that they want to redo it? Like if they want to take it a second time, what happens the second time around?
Well, you know, the initial class right now, that I guess our pilot program, is the pistol class. And so they have the entire and the home study portion, it's structured so if you took a college course and you did it virtually, or you did it distance learning, where you get the lesson and what you're supposed to read and what the goal of the lesson is and so forth. And we, like I said, we have the videos that support it and the written material that supports it. So the great thing about, you know, coming and taking a class is, if you've ever taken a firearms class, I'll put it this way. If you've ever taken a handgun class or a rifle class, doesn't matter, a physical in-person class, it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose. Because, you know, the instructor only has so much time with you. You know, we only got so much time on the range, and we're trying to pack in as much as humanly possible into that time that we're together. So when you leave, I know I've experienced this in my life of, you know, 30, 40 years of taking professional training. Sometimes you get back and you're like, wow, that was a lot. Or what did they mean? Or why did he say this? And so forth. And, you know, the great thing is that once you sign up for Student of the Gun University, for instance, the pistol class, you can go back. After you leave, you go back. And you can refer back to lessons. You can obviously refer back to the material that is in the manual, because the manual's yours to keep. You keep it forever. And then, because the whole purpose of training is to teach you how and what to practice. You know,
right.
That's why we don't want people, quote, practicing before they come to training, because the purpose of training is to teach you how and what to practice, so that when you leave me, you know, when we come together for 2 days and do training, I don't want to go home and think, okay, I'm good, I don't need to shoot anymore. That's the exact opposite of correct. What you did on the range with us, and the drills that you go through, and how you hold the gun, and how you press the trigger, and how you address the sights, and how, you know, all of that, you take that, you apply it, and then you get better. And then you end up with this thing called skill, which is what we want, right? We want to have skill.
Absolutely. Hold on right there. Having skill, we'll pick this up on the other side. We are talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun University is opening up and going wide open. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back, talking to Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun, the professor at Student of the Gun. And we were talking about Student of the Gun University. Is there going to be anything else new coming with that before we close that one down? I mean, I'm sure there is going to be, because you do nothing but evolve all the time. So.
Well, you know, this year, 2000, we started last fall getting everything up and running. You know, actually, I started last year by writing all the manuals. So I wrote all the manuals to all the classes, and then the boys started, you know, putting it online and making it digital and so forth. So the home study pistol program is ready to go. It's live and people are taking it. The next one in the queue is going to be the martial application of the rifle program. Zach has been editing the videos. You know, I wrote it. You know, I wrote the lessons and the tests and so forth. The book is out, and the last step is just getting all of the companion videos edited and up. So, and our hope by the end of the year is to have both the pistol rifle, all three, the pistol, rifle, shotgun, up and ready. But when it comes to the skill portion, what I've actually encountered some people who have come to a class, and we always ask, hey, have you had previous training? You know, if you go into a school before, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I have. And, they get online and I see how they're performing. I think, if this person has already gone through professional training, why are they at essentially a fundamental level? You know, they should be a little farther along. And then you talk to them and there's this illusion that people have, or this misunderstanding that people have, that training, you go to training, and then once you've gone to training, you're good. You don't need to go shoot a bunch anymore. And that's exactly the opposite. If you want to own the skill, it's like owning a car. You know, Jaeger used to use this all the time with his students. He said, look, he goes, coming to my class is like making a down payment on a car and driving it off the lot. You know, now you've got it and you can drive it off the lot, but if you don't keep making payments, they're going to come take it away from you.
Right.
So if you want to own that skill, you've got to make the down payment, and that is going to training. And then the regular monthly payments are you actually taking that training and applying, going out to the range and spending the time. I mean, dude, that's why we did the one box workout. People are like, oh, ammo is expensive, I don't have time. Really? For 50 rounds of training ammo a month?
Well,
need to adjust your budget.
Let's do a little thought exercise, okay? Let's say somebody comes out to Student of the Gun University, and they get the free box of pistol ammo. Now, when you have taught them, when you've gone through the training with them on site and everything else, will they learn something that they can take that 50 rounds and do that one box workout with?
Well, the one box workout is a standalone product. It's what we call the skill maintenance drill.
Okay.
It's like, say, okay, I went to, and the answer is yes. I mean, everything that's in the class, or everything that's in the one box workout is also in the class. Now there's more than that. It's not just that, but everything that is in the one box workout, something that we have done in the training program. So if you follow that, if all you can budget is 50 rounds once a month, and you know, if you can invest 30 minutes, invest 30, 45 minutes of your time, 50 rounds, you can, you know, develop and maintain skill. It's just, you know, I think a lot of people, they're like, take 50 rounds, and they go to the range and they shoot 50 rounds of what feels most comfortable and what they like doing. Well, that's great, but if you're practicing what you like doing and what you're already good at while you're ignoring the things that you're not good at and that you need improvement, well, you're never going to improve because, like, well, I don't shoot with my left hand because my groups don't look good, or I don't shoot single-handed because my groups don't look good, or, you know, it's like, well, if you want your groups to look good with single-handed, you need to practice it. That's the only way that happens.
Let me ask you a question as far as training is concerned. When you're out there and you're training as a in a combat situation, you're training for a combat situation, a self-defense, guns-on situation, should you be worried about having everything in the a group the size of a fist? Is that something you should be worried about? Of course, you want to do that, but if you're not doing that, are you failing in your training?
Well, you know, be able to do what I would say. You need to be able to deliver your rounds on demand.
Right.
So whether you're on your back, whether you're kneeling, whether you're, you know, one-handed, two-handed, you know, left-handed only, whatever, all of it needs to be on demand. And the first thing you need to be able to do is to hold that muzzle on the target for the amount of time it takes for the trigger to break or the, you know, the sear to release or what have you, which could be 2 seconds or it could be an eighth of a second.
Right.
The fundamental mastery of marksmanship is always critical. It is always important because that's what you build on. You're building on that. And that's why we start slow, and that's why we work on trigger press. That's why we work on how you hold your gun. That's why we work on stabilizing that object. Because, you know, and to your point, I've had people say, oh, it's combat shooting. I don't need to have tight groups. Like, dude, if you're on a range shooting 10-inch groups at 5 yards when no one is trying to kill you, there's no stress. You know, it's a nice day. It's not dark. You're not tired. If you're not laying in a gutter, if the best you can do is 10 inches with no stress, how do you think you're going to perform and behave under a tremendous amount of stress? You're not going to get better. You're not going to miraculously get better. It's exactly the opposite. So you need to, you know, there is no getting around fundamental marksmanship. That is what we build everything upon. We build everything on fundamental marksmanship.
Right. But what I'm saying is while you're working on that fundamental marksmanship.
Oh, yes.
As long as I think of things, I'm looking at a distance of about 15 yards and I'm aiming at something the size of a pie plate.
Right.
And if I'm putting my shots in a pie plate and they're grouped enough towards the center to where it looks like I'm doing this on purpose, am I failing or am I?
No.
Okay.
No, your goal is consistency. The goal is to be able to do it consistently on demand.
Now I understand what you just said. Hang on for me, if you will. We're talking handguns right now with the professor Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. How do they find you?
Go to SOTGU.com right now.
And from there, you'll see it all. You'll see everything. Yeah. And when I say everything, you probably need to take some popcorn or something to gnaw on while you're looking at everything, because that's going to take a little bit of time to get to all the stuff they've got going on there. This is a Student of the Gun is how old?
Oh, 14 years.
14 years, yeah. A lot of buildup in that time, a lot of resources built up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Former President Trump participated in a closed-door hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team met with a federal judge for an extensive discussion that lasted for several hours. The White House brushing aside worries about President Biden's age. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden's age and experience contribute to his effectiveness as a leader, emphasizing his legislative successes. The U.S. is not backing Israeli military actions in Rafah, Palestine, pending the implementation of a plan to safeguard civilians.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions in response to a series of Israeli assaults resulting in numerous Palestinian deaths. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. And we've been talking handguns a little bit, training with handguns, you know, certain things that you might want to look at handguns. Now I got a new one for you. And I did this purely for the fun, Paul. I did this purely for the fun. I'm not a hunter. I might be a hiker. And I'm trying to convince myself I might want to be a camper. Right? So I haven't worked that one out just yet. I don't want to go by myself, and I don't know how much camping versus glamping I actually want to do. I did lots and lots of really roughing it in the snow, you know, all this other stuff when I was in the military. I'm not sure how much I want to do that now. That I would be, you know, I'd be sort of volunteering to do it. But one of the things that crosses my mind is what I might run into when I'm out there in the wilds of America. And to that end, I sort of had decided that a 10 millimeter would handle just about anything I wanted to handle. And I still am convinced of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Do you like 10 millimeter?
Oh, yeah. What's funny is I was around for the first 10 millimeter for the first go around of the 10 millimeter.
Right.
I remember the Colt Delta Elite. I remember the Bren 10.
See, I would love to find a Bren 10.
Oh, you could find one. You're going to show out some serious ducats.
Well, I don't want to
gun broker.
I'm not that interested in it, but I would have liked to get my hands on one just to try it.
Yeah. Well, you remember Sonny Crockett?
Yep.
Going back to the very beginning of Miami Vice was carrying a Bren 10.
Yep.
Most people think that he started with a 1911, but it was actually a Bren 10. But going back, you know, I remember when 10 was the hottest in the late 80s and going into the 90s. And then it just kind of fell off the cliff or in the 2000s, 2010s, 10s or whatever. And then it's back again. And it's, the answer is really simple, because the 40 Smith & Wesson died. And you had ammo manufacturers that were sitting on metric tons of 40 caliber bullets.
Right.
And for those that don't know, the 40 caliber bullet, you know, isn't a 10 millimeter bullet or the exact same bullet. So these guys are, they're sitting on metric tons of 40 caliber bullets. They're like, what are we going to do with these things? Like, I know. We're going to introduce Gen Z to the 10 millimeter. Because Gen Z, by the time Gen Z started growing up and paying attention and buying guns, they didn't know anything about the origins of the 10, or that, you know, to them, that's a new gun. It's funny.
Right.
You know, some of our viewers are like, have you ever tried the 10? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I prefer 10 to 40. For me,
The 40 is it's gone. All right, the bloom is off the rose. We should have listened to Jeff Cooper, but we didn't, because we have this tendency as humans to view everything that's new, because it's new, that de facto makes it good,
right?
Because it's, you know, the Jeff Cooper. If you guys don't know who Jeff Cooper is, you need to go read some books.
Yes.
But a good friend of mine, I wasn't present for the conversation, but two friends of mine were. And it was the year that the 40 came out. It was 1990 or 91. It was maybe 91. But they were at Gunsight, and they had the opportunity to talk to Jeff one-on-one. And they said, Jeff, what do you think about the new 40? It's 40 Smith & Wesson. And he looked at him, and he pause, and he said, why? That was his answer.
Yeah.
Why?
I would have loved to have seen him when Glock came out with 45 Gap. I would have loved for him to have been alive to make a comment on that one.
He was alive then, but I'm sure he, like, didn't care anymore. He was like, I don't know, I'm done with that. But, yeah, it was, and the thing is, Jeff was a big, the Bren 10 was Jeff's baby.
Yeah.
You know, he was all on that. You know, they, one of the original Bren 10s had the Gunsight Raven on it. And you know why the Raven is a symbol for Gunsight, right?
No.
Because he's the messenger of Odin.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the Raven is the messenger of Odin. And that's where that came from. So, to the 10 millimeter, it's interesting that people are getting interested in it now. Just about everybody who came out with a 10 discontinued it in the 2000s, you know, Colt and Smith and, you know, fill in the blank. They all came out with 10 millimeters in the late 80s or the early 90s. And then by 2002 or 3 or 4, they were all gone. They had all been discontinued.
Except
one company, yeah. Glock.
Yeah.
Glock's the only one that the Glock 20, they never taken it out of the catalog. They've never discontinued it. It's always been active that whole time. And they don't get credit for that. They really don't.
Well, they were the ones that kept it going. My 10 millimeter is a Poly 80, which is basically a Glock 10 millimeter. So
it's a Glock copy.
Yeah, Glock clone, which Glock will end up being the most cloned gun. Sooner or later, it will catch the 1911 as the most cloned gun out there. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it already kind of is with the, you know, it's funny. We used to say to James, they're like, well, I thought you said that you like Glocks and all your training guns or your rental guns are the Canics. And he goes, yeah, it's a Canic Glock. The Canic Glock. It's just like the M&P is a Smith & Wesson Glock.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot. There's, you know, the B320 is a SIG Glock. They, you know, love them or hate them, they were the first ones to come up with that, you know, internal striker fired, you know, that whole design. When everybody else was still making hammer guns and they're making double action only guns or double the single or all this, you know, this basically turn of the century nonsense, it was Gaston Glock who came up with and marketed that unique pistol. And of course, at the time, you know, the intelligentsia are like, this is never going to last. It's just a novelty. It won't work. Didn't have any legs.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing about Glock, when Glock came out, that was during the time when they were switching over towards the M9 from the 1911. And everybody, everything was double action, double stack. And Glock.
Oh, yeah, that's the crazy thing is the, you know, the DA to SA trigger design goes all the way back to the I think it was the original Walpers. It wasn't, you know, in 1986, that was not a new design. That was an old German design that people had been copying. And, you know, and our army is run by, I don't know, not smart people.
Right.
So you got 10.
Well,
but you want to talk about the granddaddy of all bear guns?
So we're going to get to that, but we're coming up on the next break. Okay. So we will get to that, but we were just talking about 10 millimeter now. I have these discussions with Paul because Paul's been around the block numerous times, same block numerous times. So every time he goes, he picks up another scintilla of something. He's always looking. He never thinks he's reached he understands fundamentals, but he also understands continuing education, and that's the main thing. This is how you develop skill. This is how you keep the skill once you develop it, because it is perishable. studentofthegun.com, SOTG, go check them out. We'll be right back. Going to talk about the granddaddy. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Last time on the firing line. Talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We've been talking about panic buying, but you know, isn't that sort of being, what, I don't know what it is about us, right? I live in the South, in the Southeast, and I have delivered over the course of time bread and milk. And in South Carolina, if they say snow, I mean, it was just about so bad when I was delivering bread that, you know, it'd be like marauding hordes of blue-haired old ladies trying to sideswipe me with their Buicks to knock me off the road to get to my bread. We need the bread. Give us the bread. Panic buying, or like the toilet paper with the whole COVID thing. I never understood.
Oh yeah, it was silly.
Yeah, but this is what we do. This is what happens with it. Now I don't know what happens with the secondary toilet paper market or the secondary bread market when you buy it and then realize you didn't need that much of it. I understand what you're saying about the secondary gun market, but are we saying that most of these people are that are buying guns, that we don't have 15 million new gun owners now? Is that what we're saying with that?
No, not necessarily. They are, but they're not. You know, back in the old days, see, the thing is, we geared up during GWAT, then during the Obama panic, then during the Biden panic. We geared up. And a lot of the industry acted and behaved like it was just going to, like the sales are just going to climb and climb and climb and like forever.
Right.
And that's just not reality. And every industry, whether it's the automobile industry or, you know, appliance industry or whatever, everybody knows that it, you know, it ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. And if you're smart during the good times, you sock money aside, you put it aside, understanding that the bubble is going to burst. And I don't know how, you know, we have, and that's the thing is a lot of our people in our industry are really good at making stuff and they're really terrible at running businesses. That is the history of the gun industry, of the outdoor shooting sports industry, is they're fantastic at making stuff and they're not so great at operating businesses. And so when, you know, when everybody's fat and happy and everybody's buying, they're like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden, you know, everything turns, the economy turns, you know, people, and they're like, what's going on? You know, ask somebody who's been in the auto business for 30 years and who's still open, you know, whose doors are still open about, you know, the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride, you know, that you have to go through.
You make a very good point, though, because one of the things that I've seen, like with the gun companies when it comes to advertising, they don't understand that the way you stay solid and steady is to separate yourself from the herd.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to be that company that people remember.
Yeah, and they seem to move with this herd mentality to where if the economy takes a downturn, slight or extreme, they all just shut up shop. And when that happens, normally I'll ask whoever's representing me at the time, I'll be like, so are they still in business? And they'll be like, well, yeah. I'll be like, so why wouldn't they advertise? Why do they want to be in business and not advertise? Do they think everybody knows they're out there now? And I just don't get it.
That would be like Coca-Cola coming out and saying, you know what? Everybody knows that Coca-Cola exists. Everybody knows who we are.
Sure.
Cancel our ads. Just no more billboards, no more TV commercials, no more nothing. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows who we are. They're going to come buy our product. And that's just not the case. But you can't talk to these people. Because they cry. They want to sell you this sad, sad story about, oh, the economy's down and blah, 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 blah. It's down for everybody. But before we run out of time, and we always do, brother, let's talk about something that's really positive.
Okay.
We went and we did the SHOT Show. It was a good show for us. I mean, I got to see a lot of people that I needed to talk to, I wanted to talk to. For me, the SHOT Show is people. It's not really about toys or whatever. It's about people.
Sure.
And so we did that, and then we stayed in that area. Basically, we left our hotel on Friday in Las Vegas, and we drove 20 minutes south, depending on traffic, but to Boulder City, where the Pro Gun Club is. And coincidentally, the Pro Gun Club is the one that hosted the Beretta event that we went to the previous week.
That's a great place. I love them.
Yeah, every year at SHOT, somebody rents it out, and this year it was Beretta, and it looks like this will be them next year. So we did our student of the gun martial application of the pistol 201, which is a two-day, 16-hour class, and we had 15 students come, fantastic students. It was great because the weekend before, it was rainy and drizzly and cold, and the weekend after SHOT, the sun was out. It got up to like 60 or 62. It was a little bit windy, but it was a really fantastic class. A lot of good students. Our calendar, Student of the Gun University, we've got a full calendar. Well, not full, but I mean, we've got a calendar of events. We've got rifle classes, pistol classes, shotgun classes. We've got the high elevation rifle that we do every year in Wyoming at our long distance range. And we're coming to, because there is still snow on the, dude, we got 8 inches of snow yesterday. It's insane. But even though Punxsutawney Phil said, hey man, early spring, we're like, well, that was maybe, but we got 8 inches of snow.
Not here in Utah.
So we are traveling in March. We're going to Camden, Tennessee, and Tactical Response is hosting us for our 2-day pistol class. And then we're going to be departing there, driving back down into Mount Enterprise, Texas, which is near Nacogdoches. Basically, it's East Texas. It's driving distance from Oklahoma. It's driving distance from Arkansas. It's driving distance from Louisiana. And we're going to be doing a 2-day pistol, and we added a 2-day rifle as well. And that's the third, the 19th to the 22nd is where we're going to be in Mount Enterprise. So I don't think I need to tell you that Texas is being invaded, that these illegals are not here. These illegal invaders are not here to pick fruit and send money home to their families in Guadalajara. They're here to dominate us. They're like, it's we're experiencing a European invasion, and they're coming here to take free money and to disrupt our society. You know, we just witnessed that, and that was not a one-off. That's not an individual. You're going to see that times 100, times 1,000 in the coming years.
Did you see how much money Washington State diverted of their COVID emergency money to give to the illegals?
No, and I don't even want to know what those scumbag communists are doing.
$340 million.
$340 million taxpayer dollars, yep, to illegal invaders.
Right, and that's supposed to be COVID, yep, relief money. So apparently they were already fairly well relieved.
They say, my dear departed friend James, he said that don't mess with Texas is only half of the sentence. He's like, the full sentence is, don't mess with Texas or Tennessee will come and kick your ass. That's the full sentence. So we're going to Tennessee first, and we're going to spin those guys up. We're going to do training, and then we're going to Texas. So, you know, if you're listening, if you're in the Texas area, if you're in Louisiana, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in Arkansas, if you're in Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, you know, Indiana, Mississippi, Alabama, you know how to read a globe. You know how to read a map.
Yep.
Go to SOTGU.com. That's Student of the Gun University. And get into one of our classes. And, of course, once the weather warms up, we'll be doing pistol, rifle, shotgun, rifle classes in both Utah and Wyoming all summer long.
Are you going to be at Tactical Response at about the same time Super Dave's going to be there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And when's it?
I don't know. I think
probably not at the same time.
Well, I don't see why you wouldn't coordinate that and make some chili or something. Anyway. Yeah, because Super Dave loves Mr. Markle's chili. We're going to run out of time before but as it goes, you know, we need to do this kind of conversation a little bit more because I really enjoyed this one. Not to say that I don't enjoy the other ones, Paul. But, I mean, normally after we do this, Paul will send me a text, and if he enjoyed himself, he'll just send me a two-word text, good talk. So I'll be seeing. I'll be waiting to see. I'll be waiting to see what happens with this one. But in any event, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Back again in about 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would be so kind, remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.